USA Radio News.
The Biden administration is cleaning up the president's remarks in Poland Saturday that Vladimir Putin, quote, cannot remain in power. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken speaking in Jerusalem, where he's shoring up support for reviving the Iran nuclear deal.
We do not have a strategy of regime change in Russia or anywhere else for that matter.
COVID-19 booster shots for adults 50 and over are expected to roll out as soon as next week. The FDA may authorize a fourth shot of the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines starting next week, and a permissive recommendation may soon follow by the CDC. Former President Donald Trump was in Commerce, Georgia last night for a rally for GOP candidates. Speaking to supporters at the event, he criticized President Biden's handling of the Ukraine crisis.
Joe Biden's been one train wreck after another. Just take a look at what he's doing out at NATO. Ay, 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 these people.
This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.